Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back. You're listening to Jacobs on the Law here on News Talk 790 KNST, where we are exploring the secrets of the law here in Southern in the Sonoran Desert Oasis that we call Southern Arizona. I'm your host, Henry Jacobs. I'm an attorney in practice here in Tucson, Arizona. I'll be presenting this show every Sunday morning at 8 o'clock right here on this radio station, News Talk 790 KNST. We've had some interesting calls this morning, so keep them coming. Our number here in the studio is 880-KNST. That's 880-5678. So give us a call if you have a question about the law here in the state of Arizona. We were talking earlier about these red light cameras, and Mr. Josh Lang, who's here in the studio with me, had asked me a question a little bit more focused about this decision that I was talking about, this Supreme Court Melendez-Diaz decision. And I wanted to come back to that for a moment. What's fundamental about evidence is that people have the right under the Constitution to confront evidence against them when the state is coming to take something from you. And this confrontation right is absolutely fundamental to our entire criminal justice system. And when you're accused of a crime or a civil traffic offense, which is what these things are, you have the right to confront the evidence against you. And what the Melendez-Diaz case tells me is that that right is including examining and confronting the actual person who has personal knowledge of this evidence. It will not do for an employee of the company to come in and say, well, now, the computer says that this happened, and the computer says that that happened, and so it must have happened, Judge. We need to have that human element. And I will tell you something, folks. If you look at any courtroom in this nation, you will see right next to the judge's bench a witness stand, and that holds a person. And all evidence, every single piece of evidence in our court system, in the end, comes from a person. If it's a document, it comes in through a person coming on that witness stand and saying that that document is true. And so if you look at our justice system, it is based on people, not computers. We have a couple of questions here, and we do have another red light question I would like to come to. Tony, are you there?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I was on the way to work listening to your last conversation regarding the speeding tickets by the camera. I did get two tickets. I waited till I got served. They're $181.50 apiece. One thing they don't tell you is when you wait to get served and they give you 2 months to pay the ticket at that given time, they also charge you another $60 on each ticket.
Well, that, Tony, that's correct. That charge does vary by jurisdiction. What that is a service fee. Now, if you take these, suppose you receive one of these things in the mail and you throw it in the shredder. Or right. You never get it in the mail. Now, understanding the fact that they deposit that letter in the mail does not mean you got it. And there is no legal presumption that's going to be effective in terms of service that you received that letter. It has to have personal service to be effective. Now, once that service is achieved, Tony, you do have a live court case, at which point you're just like any other traffic offender. You would have a choice of whether or not to pay that, go ahead and pay it, or whether to go to court. Now, this information we've been talking about regarding evidence is the kind of thing that you would use in court in order to have the state prove its case. Now, the state does have a burden to prove to a preponderance of evidence in a civil traffic case that you did commit the offense. And I would notice a preponderance of evidence means greater than 50-50, 51% likely that you did it. But I would notice one other thing. And what's interesting about these cases is that they're normally styled as a violation of Title 28 that's exceeding the reasonable and prudent speed. And my question on that has always been, well, how does a computer know what the reasonable and prudent speed is? Is this not a judgment that a police officer would need to make on the scene? So these are evidentiary issues that you might raise if you were to go to court on this thing. But you do right away have a decision to make. Do you want to go to court once you've been served? Once you've been served in person, do you want to go to court or do you want to go ahead and take care of it by mail? And really, either is a reasonable thing to do. It depends on how much time you want to put into it. What do you think
Correct.
Of that?
So if you do go to court, they don't or they still charge you the extra $60, or they don't?
Well, that would be correct. If you have gone ahead and incurred the service fee, and as I say, it does vary. I believe it was $20 down here in Tucson. Up in Phoenix, I believe it's a bit more. Then you are going to, if you are found responsible, you are going to go ahead and have to pay that. So that is part of what's on the line there.
Uh-huh. No, it was down here in Tucson, both tickets, and they both were $60 extra. So it was $120 extra for the two tickets.
Well, as I say, Tony, once they've made service on you, you have a decision to make, which is how upset you want to get about it and if you want to go to court. And I'll tell you that I have yet to handle one of these cases in court. I'm waiting my turn, but it's going to have to be somebody who is looking to really dig into the system. There's going to have to be some interest there beyond the practicalities of the cost of the ticket. Now, folks, we are out of time this morning. It has been a wonderful day here, and I have to tell you that you can go ahead and give us a call in our office at 2030 Speedway. Our telephone number there is 300-4113. That's 300-4113, or visit our website at jacobsbklaw.com. That's jacobsbklaw.com. Now, folks, pay some attention. There's a button that we just added last night that's called the library. And there are some great documents in there that are going to address bankruptcy and home foreclosure and some other topics of interest, landlord, tenant, and you can get them right there. Now, the website does have the letters BK in it. We surely do a lot of bankruptcy work, but we do many, many kinds of law here, including criminal and civil litigation, personal injury, and business and commercial law. And my name is Henry Jacobs, and you've been listening to Jacobs on the Law, where we take all the calls on the law. Please do tune in our show next Sunday at 8 o'clock a.m., and we're going to be talking about a number of interesting topics, including driving under the influence of alcohol. So we'll see you back here next week on Jacobs on the Law, Sundays at 8 o'clock, right here on News Talk 790 KNST. This is Henry Jacobs. Have a great week.